Welcome back. Today we are going to talk about the 7-year cycle. What is the 7-year cycle? Do you know what it is?
I think
is
so.
Is it a myth?
Yeah.
Is it real?
It's like the Loch Ness Monster.
It kind of is sometimes. I don't know if that's really going to happen. Oh, it does happen every 7 years. Oh, that happened every 6 years. So generally, the 7-year cycle, right?
Yeah, so you have been watching the 7-year cycle a lot longer than I have, mainly just due to career.
I have.
So maybe you should give the explanation of the 7-year cycle.
Wow. Every 7 years, if you look at industry trends, I know our industry is like this. Mm-hmm. Our agency is definitely like this. I'm not as familiar with other industries, but I would think it has to happen along the same timeline. Mm-hmm. And it's really about, do clients go in-house, hire more internal to get their marketing work, branding work completed and push forward, or do they hire an agency? And what you find is it's about every 7 years, there is a cycle that turns where a client of yours, been working with you forever, goes, you know what, we're going to hire internally, it's going to save us some money, we think that's the right path to go, we're big enough now, we're going to have a team of 4 or 5, we're going to be able to handle all of this, right? And then in reverse, 7 years later, a lot of times it goes, you know, oftentimes it's because of results. It's, you know, where we feel like we're going to be better off going with an agency. We're going to let some of our internal staff go. We're going to keep a couple to manage the process, which is a great approach. But we really want some outside thinking and perspective. And that's kind of what it runs into. It's all about getting a different perspective in thinking and a different, possibly even a better return for the dollars you're investing, whether it's with people or with an agency.
Gotcha.
So in general terms, that's what the 7-year cycle is for me.
Okay. Yeah, and I would say because my career has touched so many different industries, I feel like I've seen it, right? So I've been in a PR agency. I've been in a candy store. That was an exciting one. But seeing all these different industries, right? And then even just when I ran my own agency, helping a lot of the small businesses, I started to notice trends, right? Every industry has these overarching, bigger trends that are happening, right?
Right.
And I think you touched on it a little bit, but it seemed to always stem from economic outcome, right? Whether that be, we're gonna save some money because we're gonna do this, or then the reverse side, okay, we're going to spend some extra money because we think we're going to get a better return on that, right? So I think no matter the industry, you start to see and notice these trends. I mean, obviously for us in the agency world, there is that 7-year cycle. Some of them, it's, I mean, what I saw even in the candy store, it was every 2 years. These things were happening.
Right.
And looking at just the financials over the last 10, 20 years, right? That company had been around since 1890. So we had fantastic records to go back through.
Right.
of seeing these trends that just, they continually happened. And so a lot of it for them dealt with distribution versus people actually coming into the stores, right? And it was people finding it in certain locations, buying it there, but then 2 years later they're coming in and actually populating your store. So you're seeing these influxes of where your sales are actually coming from.
Do you feel like that has anything to do with the economy though? Like when economies go down, people tend to travel more.
For sure.
They go out more. They're not, you know, they're trying to enjoy their life but in a different way now. They're not spending on extravagant things, right? But still want to use the candy store, you know. Mm-hmm. Something sweet, nice, and different, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's another point that I'm just going to touch on in a little bit, but every industry doesn't probably just have one trend that you're able to map out, right? We noticed that, where distribution versus sales, in-store sales, there was another of when the economy was up, we were up, right? Because we're a luxury type item, right? We're that you don't need it. We're not a necessity. We're not selling cans of beans, right? And then when the economy goes down, yeah, we're one of the first things to go away because people just don't need it. The other thing that we noticed was seasonality, right? Seasonality of the business. If you look at candy stores, it is horrifically seasonal, right? Summer, terrible time to buy candy.
Right.
Everybody's trying to get in shape. It's hot, so you're not going to buy chocolate, right? That's out the window.
That makes sense.
So a lot of candy stores supplement with ice cream, and they sell ice cream. And it was something that our family business had considered several times because it was like, well, what do you do in the summers? There's other ways and there's other things to figure out, and that's where you get innovative and creative and try to.
That's part of the
those.
Cycle too, though, the 7-year trend, right? Mm-hmm. 7-year cycle. Oftentimes, it's not necessarily driven by economics. It's driven by, let's try something new. We've been successful. What if we did do it this way? What would we get? We have a good foundation to try something new. Let's take a risk and make it happen.
Yeah.
On either way, you can go outsourcing, insourcing, trying ice cream, you know, whatever that is. A lot of times that's the driver as well, because a lot of companies, innovative companies, even if they're doing really, really well, if they do that for 2 years in a row, they're stagnant. Could be successful in terms of whatever you think that is, but that's stagnation and that's not good enough, right? Mm-hmm. We need to try. You should always be trying to push the envelope a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's where some of that change comes from as well. If people sit and do the same thing year after year, you're going to get a little antsy.
Well, yeah, I think it's that entrepreneurial, want to be on your own kind of spirit, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm very intrigued to watch this happen, but as the .com phase came out, right? And now we have apps. And there's these people that overnight success. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like they built it out of the garage and then boom, now they're a $14 million company, right? And they've gotten angel investors and they've been through four rounds of funding. Yeah. But you're seeing a trend there even now where it's people are very unhappy with their job. They think of an innovative way and they get out of that job. They get out of their 9-to-5 and they go and they start their own business or build their own thing or they innovate, right? And so those people now become extremely successful, right? For the most part, not always.
Some of them.
Not always.
Yeah, running a business is very difficult is what you often learn.
It's not just creating an app.
I think the side of it, that side you touched on as well is, you know, about change for a person.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, we'll use our industry. You often feel like, wow, this can't be the way it is. It can't be this stressful all the time. You know, whatever that complaint is, right? I'm working too hard. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of good with it as well. So I'm going to go client side. It's going to be so much better. Mm-hmm. And in some regards, it solves some of that. But now you're also in corporate life a lot. So you're also not able to be quite as creative as you want to be. And you lose some of the other side of it. Mm-hmm. And that's why you start to see some of those cycles and trends too. Because when you have really talented people going client side, it's easy for a client to go, we're nailing it. This is great. I'm glad we made the change. And then they get bored of that. Like, I don't have enough creative freedom. I can't make the decisions I want to make. So you know what? I really miss working on 4 or 5 different types of clients. I'm going to go back.
Yeah.
That happens as well, where it really has to do with individuals versus business. But every business is run by people. So those trends can come from anywhere. But if you really should know trends, because they do affect your business and can be devastating if you don't pay attention.
Devastating, but the opposite effect as well, right? What we have found in our industry, right? A good creative that's very unhappy on a brand side because they've worked in the same brand, that they're ready to explore their creative intuition and you know, really brainstorm and just really start to dive into a bunch of different brands. Huge opportunity to pick up that person, right? Bring them and fold them into the agency and start to nurture them and get them working on multiple different things and let them explore their creativity.
Yeah, there can be huge upside to that, definitely. And the other side of it as well is client side and brand side are very different. I get resumes a lot, and some of those are people who went to this industry early on wanting to do this type of work, you know, in the ad industry. mm-hmm. Whatever side of copywriting, creative, account exec, whatever that is. And they went corporate side instead, brand or client side. And what they found is it pays pretty well. Benefits are good. It's a little more risk-free. Mm. And as they get older, they go, just something's not fulfilled. This is not what I wanted to do when I get out. So now they want to come back. Go, here's my resume. We know as agency owners, that person is still going to have to be super unique to be able to succeed on this side because mm-hmm. of all the other things it touches on that you don't touch there. And it's hard for someone to get out of that career path and come back because often you have to take a pretty big pay cut to be able to do it because we know there's going to be a lot of learning there. So it's usually not a lateral move.
Yeah.
That stops most people from going back to follow the dream. And following the dream, it's hard at first because it can be a struggle and you don't always make a lot of money when you're starting out.
Right.
But you know, that's kind of how that rolls. So the other side of, I guess the best way to say it is, you know, is there any benefit on the cycle, the 7-year cycle piece of it? You know, do you go from also really working with a couple individuals that are really good at a certain specific thing, if you're on the client side, and it goes more of, I'm really good at social media, I'm really good at digital ads, I'm really good at YouTube videos and remarketing that. So everything you touch tends to go that pathway because that's what you're really good at. Where if you go and you hire an agency, it's going to be similar cost point probably than that individual you've hired. Their salary is going to be pretty high to get somebody who's really good. Take those same dollars to an agency and maybe you're not feeling like you're getting as much out of it, but you're getting very different point of views and high-end experiences in multiple pathways
right.
that they can bring to the table to put you where you need to be versus where the person who's doing the work is comfortable. That I see happen quite a bit as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's always the argument of internal versus external, which we always err on the external side, I feel like. We see a lot of the benefits firsthand every single day, right? Where you could go out and you could hire maybe 1-2 people internally, and the price point of what that costs versus what it costs to hire an agency that has 5, 6, 7 people, right? And they're maybe even just one small studio compared to the bigger, you know, bigger company in general. You're going to get not only different viewpoints, not only different specialties, but you're getting different. Everybody grew up differently, right? They see things differently. They have better understanding. There's more diversity.
I think that's key is diversity. That's right. A big piece of it.
So you're getting all of that with right. an agency, whereas hiring 1 or 2 person internally.
So let me ask you this then. Do you feel like the 7-year cycle should go away?
Absolutely. You should just hire an agency.
Call it done and go, yeah. Never change. Here we go.
I think the 7-year cycle exists in our industry purely based on talented people and how they move, right? You see very great work coming out of a brand. That's somebody that came from an agency maybe, right? They thrived on it. They've had multiple touch points. They've been able to kind of test the waters in different industries,
right?
And then they bring that knowledge over to a brand. Excellent value there, 100% for a brand, right? But then they kind of get bored with it because they miss that moving back and forth.
Day in, day out, same thing, right?
And then they move, right? And so you see this trend that starts to happen. And I think it is. I think it's really talented people moving within the industry that push that. I don't think it's necessarily, or it may just be, and I haven't been in the career long enough to probably see all of this, but things that I'm really curious about is it also not even just individuals, but maybe an individual thrives at an agency but can't thrive at a brand, right?
Oh, that'll
or somebody
happen.
That thrives at a brand and can't thrive at an agency, right?
Yeah.
I think I've seen that one a lot more where people thrive in a brand because it's laid out for them, right?
Yeah.
Here's the brand. This is what you do. Just push it forward.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, I think it's good to adjust your thinking a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Try something new. You know, whether it's with an agency, doing internal, whatever it is, it all comes back around. That's the beauty of it all, right? And it never completely goes away.
Yeah.
Now, as a business, you have to know cycles like that exist, and you have to manage through that.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes your hiring is high, and sometimes it's low because of that as well, depending on what the clients are doing.
Yeah.
I think we are starting to, and I've noticed this over the last few years, where there's a better blend of client side, brand side, and agency side, where you have equal talent on both sides. When you do get that mix, there's huge value because you respect each other. You know what everyone can bring to the table, and you do have a bigger, robust team where responsibilities are a little bit different, but there's also a buffer now of talented individuals between the brand and the agency. You can do some amazing work that happens. I think that is going to continue to build. And having people switch over is how that happens.
Yeah, and I think that's the ideal scenario, right? You hit the middle of that 7-year cycle and you have an amazing person on the brand side who understands it, knows how to work with an agency, knows how to communicate. And then you have an agency that knows how to work with people who are in that marketing director role. They get it. And when you both understand it and both understand what you're trying to achieve, you can put together a really successful campaign.
Yeah.
And I think that's when it becomes really fun, really exciting. When there's harmony between the client and the agency, it becomes super, super exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, really hard to find, but really great when you do find it. Those are the golden nuggets of clients right there.
Well, and I will say one of the things that I always do, is whenever I'm visiting colleges and I'm talking to, students that are about to graduate, I always ask, have you shadowed? Yes. Okay. Where have you shadowed, right? Have you shadowed brand side? Have you shadowed agency side? And if they haven't shadowed both, I always encourage them to shadow both. So that would be one encouragement from Glenn, is definitely if you're about to come out of college, check out both sides. You may thrive in one and not even realize that you really thrive there, which is important to understand about yourself. Because the better you know yourself, the better you are prepared for your career.
The other side is when we have interns or people who interview, a lot of times we give interviews even if we're not hiring, if the talent's there. And we'll tell you what we think, very directly, very bluntly. You need to be on this side, here's why. Mm-hmm. You have an opportunity here, here's why. Maybe pursue this pathway. This is what you're really good at, it's what we can see. That's the great thing about internships as well, is if you're with the right agency, or client side or not, the person that is responsible for you should be looking to try to help you discover what your talents truly are, not necessarily what you think they are.
Right.
Right? And because that does all play into this. So the 7-year cycle at the end of the day, some people can switch with it really well. On the business side, it's a natural thing to do. Leadership in companies should be pushing the needle a little bit, get a little uncomfortable at times, because you can always go back to where you were if you have to.
That's true. Well, we'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on the 7-year cycle? Are there cycles that you see in your industry that you've noticed trends and want to bring to our attention? Because we love nerding out on that stuff.
For sure.
So feel free to reach out to us, agency@theglintstandard.com. And don't forget to like, subscribe, all of that good stuff, no matter what platform you're on, just so then you make sure that you continue to listen to us moving forward.
Thanks.